Brendan Sinclair's Business Mix, news and advice on marketing, media and the web. Hello and welcome to show number 43 of Brendan Sinclair's Business Mix. I'm Tina Goodman.
And I'm Brendan Sinclair.
What are we talking about today, Brendan?
I've just grabbed a list of our clients and our leads, or jobs we're doing now. And we're going to go through what we are doing for them, where the clients came from, how the relationships developed, just as a little bit of a case study, because we thought that might be interesting. What do you think, Goodman?
I think that's quite interesting, because I think a lot of people would like to know about our sales process and how we get clients from leads and
okay, let's get into it then. Okay, the first one we got here is one of Australia's, one of the Southern Hemisphere's biggest pool builders. They've been clients for years. What are you grinning about? They are massive. They build big pools.
I know they do. They were one of your first clients, weren't they?
They certainly were. Actually got them from mailing them a letter for marketing about 8 years ago, and then followed them up with a phone call, then went and saw them. Mm-hmm. They're still clients these days. They're fantastic. And Tracy, who is one of the owners, kicked my ass in the Gold Coast Half Marathon the other day. Now, we have, over many years, developed a terrific relationship with this client. There's basically four of them in the business, a family business. It's not your typical client business relationship. It's a very friendly thing. Tracy, one of the owners there, turned 40 that day, and sure enough, we shoot her through a bottle of Maui to celebrate that. So that website's zipping along there. So that's that one. So that's an oldie but a goodie. The next website is a $10,000 website we're doing for a sign company. Now, these guys found us initially through an article in a business magazine about me and some of the little successes we've had over the years. And I asked the owner once that we'd agreed on terms why he picked us, because he told us that he gets hammered with web development guys all the time.
Yeah.
And he said he picked us because it's too hard to differentiate. Saw us in the magazine about being great web developers and thought, okay, well, they must be the best, otherwise they wouldn't be in the magazine. So that little bit of publicity was really effective, isn't it?
So you obviously keep very close track on how people are finding you, and you always make sure you ask find you and that sort of thing.
We'd know pretty much how every single client found out about us and what's working and what's not. I keep track of what the ads are bringing in and all the rest of it.
Yep.
So next one is a major council here in our state, and we've done quite a big website for them. Now, those guys came to us from the manager who we've worked with before on a number of projects. And that relationship was developed from another client who we approached this person to do some business with and just developed the relationship from there. We approached this person for sponsorship on behalf of this other business and ended up doing a little bit there and just kept in contact, and it built it up from there. So, again, that's all relationship development. Next one is for a boat servicing company that puts in big engines and stuff up in Brisbane. These guys I met through me being the president of the Palm Beach Scouts. This person was a parent of one of the scouts and found out what we did. Next one is a little site we're doing, which is off-site online secure backup of your data. And this guy found us again through a web search as well. A mate, we'd come up number one or two for world's best web designer, and a mate of his shot through our web address to him, and he came in for a meeting, and we got on well, and we're doing the job there.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got a bit to live up to, because being the world's best web designer. Then the next one is a real estate strata company who've got business in Dubai, and we're doing a site for them. That guy found us, I think I mentioned him in last week's show, found us through an ad about 3 or 4 years ago. We've done a website for this guy previously last year.
Oh, is that the guy?
That's the guy.
Wow.
And he's very easy. Bang, you've done the design, Tina, and we're showing him he loves it. He would be on a conference call with his partners in Dubai in about 5 minutes to approve that website, and then that's essentially going to be done in the next hour or two after that. The next client is a US pharmaceutical business we're doing some search engine optimization from. We're doing that on behalf of the pharmaceutical company's web developer, and he's a regular listener of this podcast, and he also reads the blog a bit and found out about us that way. The next one is a adult female, how would you describe it?
Sex toys.
Website.
We do quite a wide variety of websites here. We don't discriminate against anyone.
We do a lot of resorts, and I don't think we've got a resort there, have we?
Oh, that'd be a first.
The sex toy place, again, that person found us through the website. That's a lot, isn't it, through the website?
Is that more than you would have thought?
Yeah, it really does jump around a bit. Yeah. Sometimes you have a lot from networking. Now, the sex toy site's about a $10,000 job. Looks great, pretty easy to do, and, yeah, swimming along. So that's 8 jobs we've got on the go there right now. 3 websites there have come from our website. They've stumbled on our website and found out about us. One of them from a very long-standing relationship. Another one from a relationship of about 3 or 4 years where we built that relationship. Another from me being the president of Palm Beach Scouts. So you call that one networking. And we've got one from some publicity. So
what would be the main advice that you would give someone on how to build their client base?
Just do a range of things. Like we interviewed Billy Kirkley a couple of weeks back, and Billy just picks up the phone, calls them, gets them excited, goes and meets them.
Yeah.
We don't do much of that at all. In fact, we don't really do any of it. I'll send a mail out every now and then. But it's much more efficient with your things like your networking, your advertising, having your decent site and having a profile within the industry. So let's look at the leads we've got. We've got about 12 pretty strong leads here. We've got a vet shop, which is a decent-sized site. Pretty certain that we'll get that job in a little while. That, again, came through our website, finding us through the website.
Mm-hmm.
Then we've got a $10,000 clothing website, 50-50 whether they go ahead with it, and that came through a existing client who was referred from an existing client who was referred from an existing client who was referred from an existing client.
There you go.
Who was referred from an existing client. So that one client that I'd track it back to would be worth $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 to us. Huge. We've got another lead on a SEO job, a search engine optimization job. A couple of existing clients want some redevelopment done. Just a small site for a couple of grand for someone to do a blog on. That person was referred from one of these, the council job that we're doing, the person who works there. Then we've got another existing client that needs their website redeveloped. Then we have 2 clients that were referred by a web developer who's decided to get out of designing websites and has shot through the leads to us for a 10% commission.
Mm-hmm.
So that's an interesting business model. They could be not that big a site, only $5,000 each, but could make her a quick and easy $1,000. We've got a major event website where I've got lunch with the CEO next week that we've worked with before, and we hope to pick that one up again.
So at any one time you've got quite a few jobs on and quite a few leads going. Do you think that having a lot of things on the go at once has been important to your success?
Oh yeah, because you've got to have the cash flow coming in. Cash flow is king, baby. Got to have the cash flow coming in. So you get as many as you possibly can, obviously, or as many as you can possibly cope with. I've just made a quick list here, and there's basically 7 ways that we've generated all these clients. If we mix in the leads with the jobs that we've got, that unquestionably number one way that we've generated the most business is through referrals in terms of dollar value. And then second comes our own website, which actually surprises me a little bit. Our own website, it gives us a bit of business, but not usually as much as we've got on at the moment from that source. Then we've got a lot of redevelopments. A lot of our clients get their websites redeveloped on an ongoing basis. And it's because we offer to redevelop it a lot of the time.
Yep.
We don't often wait for them to come to us and say, hey, we should redevelop our website. We go to them and go, okay, things have moved along a bit. We need to update it. We need to refresh it. We need to do this, this, this. We need to add these new technologies onto it for some added benefit.
Yep.
And because the websites generally work for them, they go, yep, no worries, we'll do whatever you say. So that's always a really important one. We've pulled in a couple of good-sized websites there from PR as well, getting mentioned in local magazines. We've interviewed Chelsea before on the website. We used to pay Chelsea, I don't know, $1,200 a retainer per month for her PR, and she only did 3 months work for us, but probably the benefit to us has been, I don't know, $20,000-$30,000.
Yeah.
So we spent $3,600, so you can basically say we've times that by eight, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So that's been very cost effective, and that's just getting out there and getting noticed and getting in the public eye and getting above the clutter, because when you get mentioned in PR stuff like magazines, newspapers, it's perceived as a third-party endorsement of your business. I take that back, how much business she's got. I've just thought of a couple more. $3,600 probably generated $50,000-$60,000 worth of work, so it's huge. Next one is relationship building. Every single one of these clients has been a significant part of relationship building. The lady with the sex toys website, a very feminine site, one of the reasons we got that site, I've got absolutely no question, is that on Tina has Fridays off as her roster day off or whatever it is or whatever it's called, and this client wanted to come in for the meeting on Friday, so Tina had Thursday off that week and came in on the Friday, and as soon as the clients walked in, met Tina as the web designer, you could see she instantly felt at ease and thought, great, I'm going to get a feminine feel to this website, this is the person for me. And I reckon she made that decision in the first 10 seconds of meeting you. What do you reckon?
Yeah, I reckon she probably did.
And our development of our relationship since then has confirmed that, because she came in for a meeting last week and you weren't here, and she's going, oh, where's Tina? I need Tina, and that sort of stuff. So that was a really good idea to have you here for the meeting, because that made all the difference. And you just got to think of subtleties like that, because if you've got a female prospect coming in who's going to spend 10 grand with you and has got a female-orientated website and you've got a female web designer, it makes sense.
Yeah.
To have you here. It's not that hard, really, is it? So you've got to develop the relationships. I can see every single one of these clients we've developed a relationship with pretty effectively. There's one or two there that I can think of really specific things where we've gone out of our way to keep it moving. And what we use to develop the relationships and to keep track of all this is just a simple contact relationship database called ACT, which gives us reminders to do things. That works well. And just keeping in touch with the clients. So there's a full range of strategies. Don't just do one thing. You can include cold calling then, but don't forget your things like your networking, your relationship building, your own website. Put relevant information on there. Get a high search engine ranking for good things. Maybe have a couple of websites if that does it for you, because it's not expensive for a web developer to develop a website for themselves. Get some PR done. Maybe employ a PR consultant, because I tell you, based on the numbers I've just tossed out there, then someone like Chelsea is fantastic value, incredible value. Your referrals will be a mainstay of your business forever, and they should be if you're doing it out there doing a good job. And just use your advertising and really measure your advertising well. I've tried pay-per-click advertising, didn't do much for me.
I guess for things like web development, it's very competitive. And
people who find you, who don't know anyone, any web developers find you through an ad, are often tire kickers, they want the lowest price.
Yeah.
People who get referred to you, and I've mentioned this before, people who get referred to you make a decision quicker, are much more likely to say yes, I'm much happy to pay more money, all of those things, because they've been referred from a trusted source. So your advertising basically brings you in the clients you're really not that interested in, the ones that aren't interested in spending any money.
Yep.
So that's a bit of a quick review of the job we've got on at the moment. I hope that's been interesting and useful in the development of your web development business, or any business for that matter, because all the same principles hold true. With your marketing, just do things across the board, trial different things, and really importantly, measure what you're doing and measure what the cost effectiveness is. That's all for me. As always, give us your feedback on Tailored, which is our Skype account, or just visit tailoredpodcast.com for our full contact details.
Bye from me.
See ya.
Brendan Sinclair's Business Mix. News and advice on marketing, media, and the web.